Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Adultish. I hope that whenever you guys are going to be listening to this, I hope that you guys have an amazing day, night, or whatever. Tonight, we're gonna get into a topic that I've been really thinking about lately, especially because I'm going through it right now. And I'm going to be talking about getting healthy. I know when someone says, hey, it's time to get healthy, or I'm trying to get healthy, one thing comes to our head, and it's usually, what am I putting in my body? What am I putting, you know, what am I feeding myself? Like, let me look at my nutrition levels, whatever. Like, that's what we automatically kind of go to or think about. But we're going to go a little bit deeper because, you know, in this podcast, we talk about some deep stuff. We talk about heart stuff and doing hard work. And we talk about these things, especially as young adults. I think that it's extremely important to get healthy. When we get further into adulthood, I feel like we're going to need tools. And we're going to need tools. We're going to need some tools that we have to use in order to keep moving forward into our adulthood. And I think that as young adults, I tell everyone that I speak to, I think that, you know, working on yourself and really looking at ways to improve, not the outside, but the inside. Before you improve or try to work on your physical appearance, I would always say work on the inside, because you could work on the physical all you want, that you're still going to be the same person that you are inside. And so I got the phrase get healthy from my brother, and we tend to have some really meaningful conversations, and I believe that these conversations have helped me or have helped shape me where I am right now in my thinking and even in my decision making, and it has caused me to look deeply into myself and really focus on who I am. So the first thing I want to talk about in getting healthy is healing. So the healing part of getting healthy is very tricky, because as long as we live, we're going to have to be healing from something. You know, healing is a process. Healing is something that doesn't just happen overnight. Healing takes time. And I remember someone told me, and not just in romantic relationships, but in relationships in general, in the same time it took you to be in a relationship or fall in love or whatever it might be, but the same time it took you to do all of these things, it's going to take you either the same amount of time or even more time to heal from it or get over it. So I have a saying that I usually say to myself and to some people. And I usually say, when I'm healing, I'm quiet. And the reason why I say that, and I would even say to you guys, adapt that phrase or adapt that to your healing process, is because so much can get done, and there's so much that you learn about yourself in the quiet, because when you're continuously around noise and when you are always on 10 and everything around you is just go, 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 and you're never taking a moment to just be quiet and be still. Sometimes you can defeat the purpose of actually doing the work and doing the part of healing. So, this has helped me, and it's still helping me, because when you're quiet, you're more observant. And I realized that when I stayed silent, I really started to look at my actions. I started to look at my reactions. I started to even look at what's the first thing I do when I'm in crisis. Do I pick up the phone or do I talk to God about it? Or, I look at myself. Being quiet has forced me or has taught me to look at myself and what I do. So I would definitely recommend when you are in that healing phase, you should remain quiet. And also, I want to say this as well. When you are healing, and when anyone is healing, healing doesn't look the same for everyone. Sometimes when people are healing, they don't know what to do or how to react and how to be around people. Sometimes people get antisocial. Sometimes people can get rude. And sometimes people can get extremely emotional for the littlest things. Or sometimes you can easily be triggered by something. And this is why I say when you're healing from something, stay quiet. And this is why I say this, because when you are in that process in life, you don't know, like, you may lash out on people and you don't mean it, and it doesn't give you an excuse, but because you are in that process and because you are going through it, you really can't control what you say or what you do, because remember, you're healing from something. And most of the times when we're in healing stages, we tend to not have been through this type of healing before. So it's all very new to us. So I would recommend to just, again, be quiet, stay away from the noise, stay away from even social media if you can, because it's very easy. And I know all of us may have the tendencies to think about it. If we don't think about it, we do it. And I'll talk for myself. Sometimes I would have to remove myself off of social media because I don't want to post nothing that's petty. Like if you're going through something with somebody, or if you're going through a breakup or whatever, because we're humans and because we're flesh, we want the people that hurt us, we want them to know and we want them to see that, hey, I see you. I know what you out here doing. I know that you're like, I know that you hurt me or you manipulated me. Whatever. We want those people to know, and we want them to see it. And sometimes we don't do it in a direct way, so we throw subliminals. And that's not healthy. Passive aggressiveness is never really healthy. And that is something that all of us, I think, as people, And most importantly, as young adults, that's something that we all have to work on is our response and what and how we react. So again, when you are healing, the best thing to do is stay quiet, because you will notice things about yourself that you probably haven't noticed before. You will see things not only about yourself, but you will also see things in others that you're surrounded by. And I'm gonna get into that in the next, I guess, phase of getting healthy. So when you're going through the healing process, and I'm going to finish up on this point, but when you're going through the healing process and you're staying quiet and you're working on yourself and you're really trying to better yourself from within, that means doing some hard work. That means correcting toxic behavior within yourself, because we all have to be honest. It's not always everybody else's fault. We have to take some of the blame for why certain things didn't go right, or for why we're in the place that we're in. It can't just be everybody else's fault. We have to take some accountability as well. And maybe we're the bad guys in our story. Because one thing I always live by and I believe is you are your biggest setback. You can be your biggest enemy. I always say that I don't usually want to choose the easy way out. The flesh part of me, the human side of me, of course, I would love to have things easy, but that's not life. So if I say I really want to be healed, I really want to get healthy, I really want to be better for myself so I can be better to others, then I have to do some uncomfortable work. That means if you have, the personality that tends to play the victim a little too much, that means when you're in a situation, you have to tell the situation exactly for what it was. Don't add on to the story. Don't try to make people feel more, sympathy for you. Tell the story how it was. If you have the personality, again, that's also with playing the victim, in stretching the truth, or, adding on something just so it works in your favor, or it may sound better, or it adds a little bit more flair and dramatics to the story. No, give the story and give whatever the situation was. Be real. Say it for what it really was. So, and if you have the personality, or if you have some traits that are manipulative, and you know in your mind that you can pull strings, because as young adults, I'm forcing myself, and I'm forcing us as young adults to look at our ways and to look at the some of our ways that may be toxic and non-conducive to our behavior and to the people that are around us. So let's be young adults. Let's be adults here. Let's be adults here. Every one of us can be aware. And if we want to be aware, now listen to what I'm saying. If we want to be, keyword meaning if we want to be aware of the fact that we have some, and I'm not saying all of us, but there are some people that have characteristics. They know how to pull the puppet strings. They are very gifted at being a puppet master. If you know that that's what you do, whether consciously or subconsciously, if you know that's what you do, and you know that, I'm kind of pulling this person, or I'm kind of making these people see my side and making them want to stand up for me or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you know that you can pull the strings and you can, you can really make people and you can really sell something and make people believe it and turn everything into your favor and make them do what you want them to do. If you know that you have that tendency and you want to get healthy, then you have to correct that behavior as well. There's a saying that that goes around, and it says, if you want different results, you have to start doing things differently. Or it's something like, you can't want different results if you keep on doing the same things. Something like that. Something like that. But y'all know, y'all catch my drift. Y'all know where I'm going. So it's the same thing. You can't say you want to get healthy. You can't say I want to be a better person, a better individual, if you keep on doing the same things that's making you toxic and that's making you unhealthy. So I'm challenging us, because I'm even challenging myself. I'm challenging us to take a deeper look into ourselves, take a deeper look into the mirror, and really challenge yourself. Hey, I know that I have the tendency to shift a story into my favor to make me look good. Or I know that I have the tendency to want to always be validated by people, because that's a problem too. That's toxic and that's unhealthy as well. Validation is one of the most toxic traits that any of us can have. So enough with the healing part of it. But going on to the next step in my getting healthy phase. Being authentic will expose your true allies. Now, I'm gonna say that one more time. Being authentic, or being your authentic self, will expose your true friends, your true allies. Now, I have this, written down for myself, because I need a constant reminder, and I'm a visual learner, so I need to see things and I need to have it in my face at all times, because I'm serious about this thing. I'm serious about getting healthy. So when you're done, or when you're getting better and when you're getting stronger in your healing process, and you've been quiet and you've been attentive and you've been, serious about getting healthy and about your healing, it's going to start to change you. You will start to not recognize who you thought you were. You start not to recognize who you used to be. And a lot of times, I remember writing this one time, and I wrote down, it feels like I don't even recognize myself. And that's the problem. All of these toxic traits that we have inherited, or that has come along the way in our journeys to becoming young adults, all of these traits, these toxic traits, we think that's who we are. And it's not. Because when you are true healing, I'm not talking about like healing, like, oh, I went through a week of, I'm just talking about my problems for a week, or I'm just working on myself for a month. No, I'm talking about real, true healing. Real healing. Healing that you know, that's jacking you up, that's messing you up, that's tearing down everything you thought you were, and you have to rebuild again. That's true healing. True healing consists of tearing everything down that you thought that you were and rebuilding again, so your foundation is not built on validity or manipulation and lies. Your foundation will be built on peace, rest, healing, love, and etc. So, when all of these things happen, and when you truly allow yourself to be healed, you're going to start to see things differently. You're going to start to look at things from a different perspective. You're even going to start treating people differently because you're not who you used to be or who you thought you were. And I'm taking my time with this a little bit because I really want you guys to get it. And I want you guys to also, you know, get on this journey. If some of you aren't, and I'm not saying that all of you aren't, but if some of you aren't on this journey, I really encourage you to get on this journey of getting healthy. Get on this journey of really trying to be your best self and not just being a quote or a saying, but really live your blessed life and not just your average. We only get one time at this life, and in the next life, come on, you know, I ain't gonna preach, but I digress. When you are really healing, it will really start to open up who you really are. And when that happens, people are going to notice as well. People are going to start seeing you. Some people are going to start seeing you that. Or maybe let me rephrase. I will say sometimes when you are not in the level or not in the space of being healed yet, you're still doing things, you're still operating how, you know, you think you should be, and you're still in a toxic situation or a toxic place. Sometimes that blocks people from seeing you. All the smoke, all the manipulation, all the lying, that will cloud up some people's view of you and they can't see you. They don't know who you are. You don't exist to them. Because have you ever noticed that? Or have you ever known somebody and you notice that, wow, I think that they've changed and it looks like they've changed for the better. Wow, like they look and sound so peaceful. Like, wow, it really looks like they're, you know, and you're noticing things about them. And then all of a sudden you realize, wow, some great things are happening for them. Things in their lives or doors are starting to open, opportunities are starting to flow, relationships are coming. Like, you know, you're seeing so many things happen. And it's like, wow, all of these things are happening for them. It's not just because, and yes, some of it does have to do with timing, but also some of it has to do with getting healthy. When you get healthy, you're unlocking the door to blessings. You're unlocking the door to, you know, new things that are that are meant to be in your life, you're unlocking so many amazing things that are that was already stored up for you. But because you were in a fog, you were contaminated, and you were full of toxicity and waste. Just imagine being filled up with so much garbage. And it's like, oh my goodness, when you start tearing down layer by layer, brick by brick, and you start to realize, whoa, this is who I'm supposed to be. And you unlock so many amazing things. And it's like, wow, where has this been this whole time? It was just waiting for you to get healthy. It was waiting for you to be who you really are now. And that is your most authentic, your most genuine self. And when people see that, people that were your friends or people that are around you in your circle, some people won't like it. And some people are attracted to it. And I remember talking to a friend, and I said to her, whatever is supposed to be in your life, whoever you're supposed to align with will align with you when, only when you get in alignment with God. Only when you get in alignment with what and who God has created you to be and who you are supposed to be. So we can't pray prayers or say things like, manifest, oh, well, I want the right people in my life. I want the right people around me. I need the right circle. I need the right team, or I need this and I need that. You can't do all and say all of that if you are not changing what you used to do. If you are not tearing down all these toxic walls and allowing yourself to be healed from within. So, when I say healing is one of the most hardest things that anybody, any human on this earth can ever do, healing is one of the most hardest and whatever other word that is coming to my head, but for some reason, I don't know why I can't say it, but brain freeze, but it's one of the most difficult, it's one of the most difficult things to do. Healing, true, okay? Keyword, true healing is one of the most difficult things to do because it's going to expose people for who they really are. And some of us know that, and we're scared. Some of us are scared of that because if we're being honest, some of those people feed into who we used to be. Some of those people, they stroke our ego. Some of those people we depend on. Some of those people we were so scared of losing because I have no more friends. It feels like I don't have no more friends. So, what's going to happen to me now? And we're afraid, afraid of being alone, afraid of really stepping into who we were designed to be. And we're afraid that if we really start healing and if we really start getting into who we are, we know that some of those people won't even last. And it's no diss to them. It's just at this level, they can't come with you. Some people aren't ready to move on. And some people just aren't capable to move on. I said this, I think, in maybe an earlier podcast episode where, some people will see you changing. A lot of people that may have known you, they see you changing and they'll come at you with, wow, like you acting brand new. Or, oh, you think you all that now, or you moving funny, you moving different. And I said, absolutely, absolutely. And it's not to be mean, it's not to be, like I think I'm all that. It's not that. I have to be new. I have to be this person now, not because I'm forcing myself to be. It's literally because this is who I was this whole time. And I knew this is who I was this whole time because that's the real problem. The real problem is we put on these characters and we put on these facades and we put on these masks, and this is how we show up in the world. This is how we present ourselves to people. Because some people cannot handle the responsibility of being our friends. Some people can't handle just being around you because it's too much. It's too much. So, I said this, to somebody the other day. It was like I think it was a quote that I saw, and it said, when people come at you with your past and bringing up your past, you have to say, I don't live there no more. I don't know that number no more. I changed it. I'm not there. I'm not that person. I don't live there. And that's literally what it is. And some people cannot understand it and cannot take it. They cannot take the fact that, wow, you're totally different. It's like some of us, when we are truly walking in our, like being who we are at the core, it's like night and day. And some people won't even recognize it. And the funny thing is, you sometimes won't even recognize who you're becoming and who you are, who you were meant to be. So that's the second step, is being authentic will expose your true allies. It will expose your true allies. As I come to a close with this episode, and there's going to be a part two on this. I'm also going to have someone else join the discussion and talk more in depth about it, getting healthy. But as I come to a close with this episode, I said it earlier, and I'm going to make a point and say it again. I really want to challenge all of us as young adults, because let's be real. Our age group, we're running things right now. I look on social media, I know people that are 25, 23, 24, 27, 28, 30 that are CEOs. And they're minority people. Of all races, CEOs. And as young adults, millennials, whatever you want to call us, if we are running the world, if we are running our churches, if we're running things, we have to get healthy on the inside, because we can't let the next generation coming up under us think that these toxic ways are okay. our parents, our grandparents, that the generation that came before us, they should have taught us a lesson that it's not okay to be passive, that it's not okay to be manipulative, that it's not okay to be a victim and always feel like you need validation. They should have taught us. And I'm not saying that everybody that came before us is like that. No, not at all. But what I am saying is, we are, this generation, we are constantly trying to find ways to be more understanding, be more up to date with things, and be more forward thinkers. And I love that about us. I love that about us. But I don't just want us to do that. I want us to also see ourselves and give ourselves a chance. Be better for ourselves. Challenge ourselves. Really hold ourselves accountable. And just go for it. Go for it. What's the worst that can happen? Hey, you lose a few friends, but you also gain true friends. You may lose a few friends, but you'll gain true friends. I've come and I've reached a point in my life that I don't want a few friends just to kiki with or whatever. Like, you know, that's fine. That's cool. I don't just want a few friends, but I want true friends with meaningful relationships, with value. And I think all of us wants that, but we can't get that if we can't first heal. Heal and correct certain things and certain ways that we have taught ourselves or have been taught to us. Now is the time to relearn. It's time to get healthy. I love you guys for listening. I know I took my time a little bit with this episode. I wanted to take my time. I was very thoughtful before I released this episode because I really wanted you guys to hear me and to hear what I think that we all need to do as young adults. Is just get healthy. And really not do it for anyone else, but do it for ourselves. So I'm on this journey with you guys. And like I said, from the beginning, from the very beginning of this podcast, I said, we're all in this journey together. We're all bettering ourselves together. No one is better than anyone else. But we're all trying to get better and to be better. So let's get healthy and let's continue to do the work and do the work that we're going to be proud of at the end of the day. It's going to be hard. It's going to be rigorous, but it'll be worth it. So I pray that everyone will listen to this with open mind, open hearts. And just get in that position to get healthy. I love you guys for listening, and I hope each and every one of you have an amazing, amazing rest of the day, week, whenever you guys will listen to this. I love you guys. Remember, let's be better. Pressure. Make me all the better. Do you wanna be better?